Blog Talk Radio.
Recovery system
But anyway, I don't have a slogan for them as of yet. I just brought them on board early last week, and it's a fairly new company. But we're working it. We're working it. We're going to make it happen. But, you know, like I said, we do what we do because we always have to do what we do. We got to kick this bad boy off. And let's go ahead and get that sound effect of that nice leather ball being kicked by the kicker. And it's a deep kick. Because, again, we're special teams. We want to kick it in the end zone so they can start on the 20-yard line. Ain't going, you're not going to go 80 yards on this. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. So we're going to kick it deep, 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 deep. But anyway, let's go ahead and start off with quarter number one. Like I said, quarter number one is about trains, planes, and automobiles, or planes, trains, and automobiles, however you want to, you know, mix it up. But the bottom line is this. How do we as teams get to other teams? Do we do it by plane? By train, by automobile, bus, van, whatever. You know, that's been one of the hot topics and curiosity out of a lot of the new owners out there and some of the actual players. And, you know, I've been around women's football since 2005. I've been around football for 35 years that I can remember. I can't remember the 5 years prior to that because I was just a little tight at that point in time. But the fact is, you know, if we're playing in national leagues, we like the big boys. You know, we're the big girls. We have to travel. And some of us got to look at it, you know, we are mini college per se. You know, some of our budgets are up there in the, you know, high five figures, some even in the six figures as far as cost to run an organization. But most of that is eaten up by travel. Travel has been the killer of all teams. It has been the killer of all budgets because it's not properly put out there. We've done it all except the trains. We've done every transportation mode except boat and trains. But as far as on a normal basis, most teams are renting, you know, 15-passenger van. You know, let's say you got 30 to 35 players on a team. Most teams are renting at least three economy vans, 15-passenger vans, and coaches are taking turns driving to wherever they need to drive to. That's actually one of the safest ways to get across and play teams. It's also one of the cheapest ways. I can guesstimate it's about $1,000 for a weekend. It's what it's going to cost basically to rent three vans and gas them up. You know, people forget about the gas. You know, you can probably get a deal for $200 for the weekend for the van times three is $600. But you got to realize it costs you about $75, $80 to fill it up one way and fill it up the other way. So you're looking at another $150 to $200 just in gassing it up. But that is one of the cheapest forms of transportation. I've seen people carpool to get to where they got to get to. I know for a fact that teams have actually carpooled here to Vegas, which ain't bad. Again, whatever mode of transportation to get here to play the game is all acceptable as long as you get here. How do it look? Doesn't really matter. As long as you were able to get out on the field. I don't care if you came up in a wagon or a go-kart. The fact is, if you're safe and you got here, then that's great. But, you know, some teams go all out and get a charter. And just to give you an example, you know, again, I'll give you my personal examples. I don't just make up stuff. But, for instance, for us to go a charter a bus for the weekend to go, say, to L.A., it's going to cost us about $2,500. So you can see the difference in the price. You know, I can rent three vans and do the trip for $1,000, or I can spend $2,500 to $3,200 and do a charter bus. You know, and that's actually the safest because everybody's on one bus and, you know, nobody's driving. You got professionals driving. You know, if the bus breaks down, you know, if you would a nice charter service, they will have another bus out there, you know, to you within, you know, a few hours to get you to where you got to get to. So that's, again, that's one form of transportation, and that's an actual cost. I know it's going to cost us about, I think it's, what it was, $5,800 to do a charter to Utah. So that's some of the things that we're contemplating right now within our budget, You know, do we want to go with the rent-a-vans or do we want to go charter? But again, that's something that you got to talk about with your team and if it's within your budget. You know, the other form of transportation is also flights. No matter where you go, if you fly, you're probably not going to get a ticket for no less than $125 per person. And that's being real low on a short trip. But I'll give you an example. When we flew out to matter of fact, for the playoffs, just recently to St. Louis, we spent an average of $280 per person. We took 40 players and 5 coaches. So you do the math on that one. So 280 times 40 players. Actually, just go 280 times 45. Yes, 280. I calculate because I'm right here. Times 45. So we spent $12,600 on flying to St. Louis. Again, another budget breaker. That's the only form of transportation to get across the country. I've heard of teams who chartered buses and went 18 hours. I know that the Phoenix Prowlers had did that one year and drove all the way to St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was St. Louis. And that was an 18-hour hike one way to 18 hours back, you know, so that was a killer. So in some cases, you know, I got more money than I do time. And most of us work, so we can't be gone no more than, you know, 72 hours, you know, because that's our normal weekend, leaving Friday evening and being back by Sunday, you know, to be at work on Monday. So, you know, some other suggestions out there was people were talking about, you know, could they buy their own van? Because, again, if you look into it, we've probably spent maybe $60,000-$70,000 over the last 5 years in just transportation alone. I have to boost that up because we flew to Houston my first year, so that was $10,000. We flew to Dallas our second year, so that was $12,000. And then we flew to St. Louis. Those are my three flights. So you got 10, 12, and 12. So that's what, 34? Yeah, so easily $50,000. $50,000 to $75,000 has been spent. You know, could we spend that a different way? You know, could you bought a bus yourself, a used bus, you know, as some have asked, or bought your own vans? Yeah, definitely could. And a lot of teams should actually buy equipment like that because those are considered assets. You know what I'm saying? You need assets. That builds your credit base for your company as well as you have assets. If you need to get a loan, you need assets. So those are your assets. You can go out there and get a nice bus from Greyhound with about a million miles on it, which is considered still a great bargain for about $10,000 to $12,000-$15,000. There's other charter companies that are going out of business and you know, trying to get rid of a bus. You know, a new bus runs up in the $175,000-$180,000 range, but you can get a nice used bus, maybe 10-year-old bus, for anywhere between $10,000 to say $35,000. That would be the best resource to do. But again, a lot of people don't plan ahead. Most teams don't even survive that long, and that is the issue. If you don't plan ahead, you don't look at these things and say, hey, you know what, let's get a bus, and, you know, if we buy a bus right now for $25,000 in 2 years, it'll pay for itself. And then years 3, 4, 5, then it's cake. You know, but again, a lot of these teams have not planned for the long haul. But that still doesn't stop you from, you know, the liability, the insurance, the storage, you know, all of the maintenance, you know. Those are things you got to take into consideration, and a lot of teams don't want to have that on their shoulders, not knowing, you know, especially me, I can't fix no bus. I can't even fix my car, let alone do an oil change, you know. I can wash the car, clean it out, do all the car fixing it, ain't happening. So, again, that's some of the things that teams need to look into. I mean, if you're going to be here for the long haul, it definitely would be wise to start purchasing your own transportation. It definitely would be wise. And again, this is one of the topics on the Ning board. Again, planes, trains, and automobiles, how best to transport a team, which was asked of the board. And again, you got a couple. We had a couple comments on there, including myself. Basically, Lynn Marie Liberty Ellison from the Mustangs. They talk about van situation has been the most economic situation for us. Of course, I must say that we have relatively short trips, so they have short trips. You know, so they wouldn't need to have all the big issues of travel only when playoff come around. And again, the biggest liability or issue with owning a transportation would be, you know, insurance, making sure that it's safe, having hiring a driver, and doing all that other stuff. The only team that I know of offhand to have their own transportation is the Michigan Mayhem. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the Reading Rage had a bus when they came down to our Boulder City boat. Yeah, they did. Matter of fact, it broke down. That's how I remember. But, you know, they one of the coaches was a mechanic. They fixed it and got on the road. They came and got here a little late, but they still made it. So that would be the idea if you want to get some more information. Matter of fact, West Michigan Mayhem is actually selling one of their buses. They just bought a new bus. So they're selling their bus. I think it was $15,000. It was on their website. So again, it would be worth your while if it can get you to where you got to get to, you know, three out of the four or five travel games. You know, you're talking about $4,000 per trip. Hey, that's not a bad deal. You know, $12,000 it will cost you to charter, and if you had your own bus, another $3,000 to pay for a bus. So again, find out who you got on your staff who can fix, have the ability to fix things and can maintain things, and then I think that would be a great investment. So again, which way do you travel? You know, as far as I'm concerned, it don't matter how you travel. As long as you get here safe and we're able to play a game. I know in the past a team that came up separate in cars, and one of the cars broke down, and they asked me to hold the game up. I'm like, look, you know, this show ain't going to stop because, you know, a couple players didn't make it. That's not up to us. That's up to you guys to get here. I know that there was an accident that happened with the team up in San Francisco that actually caused their season to fall apart. You know, I don't know what all took place, but I think that was the, I want to say something. Oh, man, what were they, San Francisco Stingray or something like that? That was about 2 or 3 years ago. So, again, we all been safe on the road, which is great. And like I said, you know, I wouldn't want to travel, you know, 6 or 7 hour drive turnaround after playing a game. You know, the ladies are tired, the coaches are tired. You know, make sure you get on, you know, get some sleep and stuff like that. So, again, transportation, just make sure that it's safe. Make sure that it is capable of getting to where you need to get to. And within your budget is the main thing. So, again, planes, trains, and automobiles, you pick where you're going to go. You pick how you're going to get there. And we'll go from there. Let's move on, moving on, moving on. Let's go to quarter number two. But I always got to drop my sponsors in. You know, like I said, Four Quarters of Coach is brought to you by Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas. Also brought to you by Enterprise. Why pick Enterprise? Because it'll pick you up. Rogers Athletic Equipment or Athletic Company. It's where the best get, I mean, where the good get better. You know, you need that football equipment out there. And then you got APS, All Pro Science, the official supplement of the Women's Football Camp and Conference, Las Vegas Showgirls, and also this show, Four Quarters with Coach Lee. All right, let's move on to quarter number two. Like I said, I got some exciting news. USA Lady Eagles football has got its first game lined up, you guys. We've had notice for over about 10 days, but we just wanted to make sure some things were taken care of, and we worked on some things. But the USA Lady Eagles will be playing the Vienna Vikings in Austria on May 29th. May 29th. And it's actually going to be the West Coast All-Star team that will be traveling out to Austria. Right now, we are taking applications or submissions for players that are on the West Coast. And what we consider the West Coast would be the furthest east of Colorado, heading all the way back to the coast, as far northwest as Idaho, and as far south as Albuquerque, New Mexico, and everything this way. So what we're looking for is people to submit, of course, your name, your position, your stats, some film, some highlight film or something like that, to a USA Lady Eagles football at yahoo.com. Some more information will be up on the Ning board. Some more information will be up on Facebook. Actually, probably this evening, there will be a Facebook page for USA Lady Eagles football. But the bottom line is this. Hey, like I told you guys a year ago, we're going to make women's football worldwide. And, yes, there is a Team USA, but the USA Lady Eagles was something that was put together because we're going to be constantly playing during the off-season, preseason, and after-season, postseason, as I call it, so September through November. So this is going to be a continuous football program. The way it's broken down is we have an east, a west, a south, and a north. There's going to be 45 players on each team. We're just going to kick off the inaugural game out in Austria on May 29th. We'll be leaving out on May 26th, returning back to the States on May 31st. So, again, it's just a short trip, 4 or 5 days. One of the criteria is you must have a valid passport. And I think all Americans should have passports. And I think we've been lazy as Americans that we don't get passports. We have like a free lunch to go any and everywhere we wanted to go, you know, because we were Americans. But right now, the way things are going in this world, you know, everybody has to get their paperwork together. So one of your first things that you need to do is definitely get your passport in order. You got to have a passport to go, including myself and coaches that are involved. We are working on that as we speak right now. So, again, we are looking for 30 to 45 players to take to Austria on May 26th. The game will be against the Vienna Vikings on the 29th. We'll return back to the States on the 31st. And we'll get our practice on once we get there. We're putting together a mini playbook because we all play football, so we all know, you know, holes to the right to, you know, that's 2, 4, 6, 8. It's going to be real simple, you know. It's going to be real simple, fun football. We're going over there to represent, you know, USA. You know, we Americans, and we're going to go over there and kick some butt and do our thing, you know, because that's what it's all about. And it's about exposing women's football across the country and around the world. And that is the mission for USA Lady Eagles Football Club. It is to promote women's football around the world. And that is our first game. We're looking at, we have 4 or 5 more games being scheduled where those teams are actually coming to the United States. They will be staying in the States a little bit longer because we have more teams for them to play. Again, the setup that we have is great for teams that come up from overseas because they're going to stay here a minimum of 10 days, a maximum of 20. So within that 10 to 20 days, we can at least get 2 games in 10 days. Realistically, we can get 3, but, you know, they're still comfortable. We're going to get at least 2 in. And if they go 15 days, we're definitely going to get 3 games. And if they stay here 20 days, then we're definitely going to get all 4 teams involved. So we're going to kick this bad boy off. The website is being worked on. Should be up shortly, possibly by the end of this month, just being realistic, because so many other things are going on as far as, you know, women's football, me being part of, you know, the owner of the team, coach of the team, and also the regional rep for the WFA. We're going to put it together, and we're going to put it together right. And so for all those who are out there listening, there will be a USA Ladies football team, a USA Ladies Eagles football team in your territory. And like I said, just break the United States up into 4 equal parts, and you will be able to know what region you will be in. Again, that information will be updated on the Ning board. It will be updated on Facebook. It will be updated once the actual website has been built. But again, if you're interested, you can always call me at 702-764-8878. Again, 702-764-8878. Also, You can email us at usaladyeagles@yahoo.com. Again, usaladyeaglesfootball@yahoo.com. That is definitely one way to get a hold to us. You can also go to the meme board. That's womenstacklefootballgroup.meme.com. And actually join the USA Lady Eagles Football Club. There is some information up there as we speak about the mission of the club and the history of the club and what we're getting going. So, again, you can catch us at usaladyeaglesfootball@yahoo.com. And, again, I'm excited. Like I said, I was excited a year ago. Matter of fact, it was a year ago this month. It was at the Casino Bowl that we actually made the announcement that we were going to put together a USA Lady Eagles team to play internationally. And like I said, we've just been building and building and just waiting our turn and making sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. And like I said, we're not trying to be the first to do anything. That's not the mission. It's not the goal to always want to be the first. We just want to do it right when we do do it. And like I said, it's going to be a club team that will travel and that you will be a part of. And we're trying to maximize as many of you wonderful athletes as we can. Like I said, ideally, we like to have 45 players on each team. So that's what, 4 times 45. My math is hurting my head. That's 180 football players on the All-Star team representing the United States in women's football. So it's all good, you guys. Like I said, I got things on the table. There's people that's backing this thing because I know people are asking, well, what did it cost? What did it cost? As of right now, your job is to get your information in. Your job is to get your passport in, get your passport in pocket. And right now we have two sponsors that will be taking care of all travel. You just have to take care of your food as of right now, okay? That's why, again, we found out 10 days ago that this is happening. We got two commitments from two major sponsors that want to support this. And so I just sent in a proposal to them with the actual cost to cover 45 players and 5 coaches to go overseas. So your job is to get out there, hustle. Your job is to get some film. Your job is to get your passport. And, of course, this is open to all women football players. Like I said, you know, we want to represent the best that the West Coast have to offer. So if you're out there and you want to play, just submit. Submit it into, again, USA Lady Eagles Football at yahoo.com. That's it. That's all you got to do. Like I said, we're not trying to be super exclusive. We just want the best, and we want the opportunity for you to be out there. You know, you might not be able to make it because you might be playing, you know, football. You might have a game on 29th. We're just fortunate that, you know, in the WFA, we have a major bye for that weekend because it is a holiday weekend, and that was why that weekend was actually chosen by the international committee that's putting this friendship game on. So again, we work around what we can work around, and like I said, we want to make it happen. It would be nice if you can get a letter or a recommendation from your coaches, because again, I have not seen film on everybody, so I can't tell you one way or the other. But the more you have in your packet, as far as, you know, a letter of recommendation from your coaches, and if you got stats, if you got film is the best answer to all the questions. Film don't lie, as I tell my players. So we're looking for linemen. We're looking for quarterbacks. We're looking for wide receivers. We're looking for the whole package, you guys. So, again, if you have any questions, you can always drop in the USA, Lady Eagles Football. That's all one word, at yahoo.com. You can always call me, 702-764-8878. And that's what I'm talking about. USA Lady Eagles Football Club is on the scene. We're going to be mean. We're going to go do our thing. Hey, that's how we do it. Four quarters of Coach Lee. And we are almost at halftime, yo. Like I said, you know, when I'm doing the show, time go by so fast. But let me wet my whistle real quick. I'm expecting an interview to jump on in here any minute now. So let me wet my whistle. Let me see if my girl, Mad Cap, Crazy Cap, are you online? Crazy Cap haven't called in yet, but that's all good. That's all good because, you know me. You know, I'm going to bring my sponsors on board real quick. Give her a hot second. If we don't get on a hot second, we're going to do plan B. Plan B is to switch off to quarter four and then come back to quarter three, even though you can't do that in a real game. But, hey, you're rocking four quarters of Coach Lee. We can do just about anything. You know, if you want to call in, if you got some questions, you can always dial in at 347-826-7278. Once again, 347-826-7278. That's how we do it because it's all great. But you know what? This show is brought to you by Enterprise. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. And Rogers Athletic Company is the best company to get your football equipment. It's where the good get better. You got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. You know what I'm saying? We all rocking Adidas because they support women's sports. They support women's football. And you got APS. That's All Pro Science, the official supplement of the Women's Tackle Football Group .meme.com board. And the Women's Football Camping Conference and the Las Vegas Showgirls. So that's how it's going down. That's what we are doing. That's how it is. And we're going to move on. Oh, but you know what? I actually got a little love today. My girl April Delancey of Women's Like Sports had sent me a questionnaire. And she wound up slamming a nice blog on her blog of me. You know, and she asked me five questions, and if you get a chance, hit it up. It's April, APRYL Delancey, all one word, DELANCEY.blogspot.com. That is the official, her official page. That is her official page, and like I said, there's some things on there that you didn't even know about me. You know, so read it, make a comment, be a thing. Like I said, I give you the history of Coach Lee and how I got involved in just football, how long I've been playing football, and all those other good things. So I'm going to give you one more shout-out. It is my girl, Crazy Cap, on the line. Hey, she's from North Carolina. They're 3 hours ahead. I told her 10:30 her time. She probably fell asleep. But anyway, we will move on. We will move on. Anyway, BJ, I'm on the Ning board. If she does pop up, can you hit me on the front page when she comes in? That way I can just stop the subject and just go. All right. Thank you, BJ. You're so wonderful. So let's go ahead and move on. We're going to move on to quarter four, and we're going to come back, and we're going to do Crazy Cap the last 15 minutes. So basically, I'm on here all the time preaching about teaching and learning and all the other good stuff. And I had an opportunity to go to a wonderful camp here, or actually a clinic here in Vegas called the Glazer Camp. And like I said, I mentioned this earlier on other shows, but this is a nationwide clinic. And at the one here in Vegas, we had over 500 coaches. 500 coaches out doing their thing. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, there were 500 coaches that came out to the clinic. And sorry about that, you guys. I had somebody knocking on the door, and I thought it was for me, but it wasn't. Anyway, there were 500 coaches from across the country. Actually, they were all West Coast coaches from California, New Mexico. Matter of fact, I ran into my old coaches that used to coach the Burn, the New Mexico Burn. We wound up meeting there. It was funny. It was a trip, you know, because, of course, I'm talking about women's football, and I'm sitting next to this guy who's talking, and he turns around and says, "Dion, like, yeah, what's up, friend?" So, again, that was a beautiful thing. But, again, my focus on this, though, was the fact that there were 500 coaches there listening to approximately, there's about 35 to 40 coaches that did presentations. It was all about coaching. It was all about schemes. It was about spread offense, power offense, 3-4 defense, 5-2, 4-4, you name it. And basically what each coach did, they had three segments and they spoke for 1 hour each, and it kind of like built up on top of each other. You know, they talked about workshops, they talked about weightlifting, they talked about building the overall program. Again, it's a teaching tool, and this is something that I've been trying to promote in women's football, to let you know that it is no secret about football that we all share information as coaches. You know, so you had groups that run spread option offense. They were all huddled up, you know, in between breaks and sharing ideas and, you know, and stuff like that. And you had groups that were believers in the, you know, the power game and all this other stuff. But when I got to women's football and talked to some of those who were running women's football, they didn't believe that coaches share information. There's even coaches that don't even believe that coaches share information. I'm like, wow, how naive could you be? Because that's how coaching has always been. You know, even if you look in the pros, you know, you have the coaching tree, you know, the Bill Walsh coaching tree, meaning, you know, what coaches coached with him branched off, went somewhere else, and built their own organization based off of Bill Walsh. But those are nothing but camps and clinics, you know, that these coaches went through prior to them being on their staff or even after they went to their staff to understand the philosophy and all the other good things. And it was amazing. And, again, it was something that the Women's Football Camp and Conference is built upon because it's something that goes on. And, you know, to have over 500 coaches there sharing. I mean, I got phone numbers. We exchanged DVDs because, of course, I had, you know, 10 to 15 DVDs, a cut-up tape of the Showgirls to show these guys that these women can play football. You know, they thought it was just turn around, hand the ball off, and get 3 yards in a cloud of dust type of offense. I'm like, no, we ran a real spread. So in actuality, in one of the meetings, there was approximately 85 coaches in this one meeting. And when I proposed my question about, because I'm thinking about adding a hurry-up offense into our passing game, and again, they always assume that, okay, you must be coaching boys or whatever. But I have my Showgirls coaching shirt on and Showgirls hat, and they're like, well, you're from Vegas. What's the Showgirls? I said, that's the one that's football team that I coach. They're like, get out of here. Women play football. I'm like, yeah, I got a video. You want to see? Man, we put in a 5-minute highlight tape. They were amazed. They didn't realize how athletic these women were and how hard they can hit and how fast they can run. And I said, you know, they said, if you wouldn't have told me they were women, I wouldn't even know. And I said, I know that. They're just great athletes. So we got some big ups and big props for, you know, for me doing that. You know, a lot of the coaches came talking to me afterwards and said, wow, what are you doing to make women's football better? And I was like, hey, man, we do a women's football camp and conference, so I'm thinking about inviting some of these coaches because they'd be doing their dead time to come and actually be coaches. So, again, I'm out there networking. And again, that's why it's so important for the women's football camp and conference to exist, because there's nothing out there in the world for us as a women's football culture or organization. So it's a big hit out there, you guys. And like I said, you know, we're building this thing up. And it's being built correctly. It's open to all. There's no exclusivity at all. You know, you come learn. You come learn from what we got the best out there, you know. And, again, our slogan is, you know, where those who want to get good come to get better, you know. That's the bottom line. You got to improve yourself. So going to the Glazer Camp re-emphasized the focus of the Women's Football Camp and Conference. And then looking at all the other flyers for all the other camps, the quarterback camps, the line camps, the linebacker camps. And I'm like just reminiscing of all these things, like, wow. You know, even when I was growing up 20-something years ago, 30 years ago, it wasn't this many camps. It used to be just the offensive defense camp was the main one. But now everybody and their mama runs a camp across the nation because it is something that all these players want to do to get better. And of course they're pushing hard because they have something to look forward to as far as getting developing the scholarship and then, you know, moving on to either possibly the NFL. Well, we play at the highest level of women's football. Call it what you want. You can call it pro football, semi pro, whatever. The fact is it is the highest level. You know, just dropping back to my interview the week before last, you know, I'm not even considering us pro football due to the fact that we don't get paid for our services. there's another league out there that get paid for their services. You know, we all ain't in agreement with it, but it's Lingerie Football League. They get paid for their services. People don't like it, but the truth is the truth. If you want to call it pro, then it's pro. Pro, in our eyes, in the sports eye, I mean, you get paid for what you do. But, you know, hey, you can be professional acting, professional looking, and not get paid. But, you know, the bottom line is everybody know that when we say pro, we mean we're getting paid for our services. I'm a pro sports designer and creator here for the county. I'm a pro because I get paid for my knowledge and I get paid for my for putting in the work, you know. So I'm a pro at what I do. If you're a biologist, you're a professional biologist. You get paid for your services. If you're a police officer, you're a professional community service supporter or protector, however you want to look at it. So, again, you know, everybody flip-flops. But I know I'm getting off the subject. But the fact is, the camping, I mean, the clinic was awesome. It was off the hook. I'm hoping that everybody realized that if you want to take your game to the next level, you got to learn more about it. I even felt a little intimidated because, again, I haven't, you know, been on my P's and Q's on my terminology and stuff like that, or what's going on current. You know, they're talking about smash routes, snatch routes, you know. I understood them, you know, as they drew them up, but everybody has certain terminology now, you know. And that's where I'm lacking as a coach. So, you know, those are the things that, again, the camping conference is all about, and we're going to work on it, and we're going to get people to get to the National Camping Conference. You know, that's the mission. You know, the realistic numbers that we're talking about is there's 100 teams out there. There should be at least two coaches from each team. There should be at least two managers from each team and at least four players from each team to come to the camping conference. That's 800 people. You know, and I said that in my April Delancey blog spot, you know, because he asked me about, you know, are we hitting the numbers that we want? I was like, no, but we got realistic numbers. And I think that's a realistic situation. So as you can see, hey, you got to pick up the pace. You got to go ahead and get your, you know, get your spot in. You know, go over there to womensfootballcamp.com. Sign up. It only costs you $25 to hold your spot. You ain't got to worry about it throughout the whole season. Then when the season's over with, then you sign up and finish up. But anyway, get it done, get it done, get it done. But you know what? I'm going to flip reels and go back to quarter number three because I think my girl is on the line. Crazy Cap, you on the line?
What's up, boy?
Oh, wait a minute. Who this?
What's up with you?
Oh,
this ain't
number
47.
Oh, okay. This is 47, right?
Yes, Crazy Cap, of course. What's going on with you?
Not a much, boy. Let me tell you. Hey, I'm just happy to have you on the show. And, you know, I want to give you some proper bath. You know, you over there on the East Coast representing the Carolina Queens with my girl Ebony. And y'all doing y'all doggone thing from what I'm hearing.
Yes, we are. You know, we trying to do it. We trying to get the ring for sure this damn year. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Hey, don't worry about that. This is cable TV if we want it to be, you know. You know, it can slip out here and there. We just not a Richard Pryor rated R show. That's great. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, let me just tell a little bit about yourself real quick. You know, give us your real name, how long you've been playing ball, and then we'll jump right into what we got to talk about.
Oh, okay. My real name, Crazy Cap alias, is Maria Mason. I've been playing with the Carolina Queens for 6 years. This will be my 6 year. I'm a 6 year vet. I'm in my late 30s, but I'm still out there balling. It ain't nothing but anger management for me. I love it.
You know, I hear you.
I love the sport. It's an out for me. You know, it really is. It's a stress reliever, you know. And, you know, I'm not a jailbird. I don't deal with acronyms, you know, FBI, CIA, CMPD. You know what I'm saying? So,
right,
you know,
right. You lay it all out on the field.
Exactly. Take it out on the field. Like our motto is this year. If you can't play nice, play football. This ain't no powder puff.
There it is. This ain't no powder puff, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, like I said, you guys are rocking and rolling. I know you guys went, 8-0 last year or 8-1 and went to the playoffs or something like that?
Yeah, we were 8-2 last year.
8-2 Okay.
Yeah.
But for all my listeners out there, they don't know that me and you be talking smack to each other like every other day on the
Discord. Yes,
or
we do. But I love you. I respect you. I got high respect for you. I got so much respect for you. Yes, we be on Facebook, MySpace. It don't matter. I love you, Coach.
Yeah, well, all we do is talk smack for my listeners out there. I mean, like I said, if you guys thought that me and Coach Bartley talk smack, man, I'm out there talking smack to everybody. I'm calling everybody out. You know, we gonna whoop up everybody. We gonna do this. We gonna do that. You know, that's the hype we got to create though for our game though. You know,
I hope so. Don't sing it, we bring it, baby. We bring it. We don't sing it, we bring it. Just like I know the show girls do. I got respect for them also.
All right. No problem.
I still wish we could play y'all. I still wish we could play y'all. But, you know, maybe we can make that happen on a charity event or something. You know, like Make-A-Wish Foundation or something. You know, that's something I'm going to have to talk to Ev about, you know, and do a charity thing, you know, a smack talk smackdown in, you know, Vegas town or something, you know.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. But you know what, we'll get to that point, you know. But I just want my listeners to understand that you are definitely a player. You've been around for 6 years, but you're on the show because you got a dream to be on one of these network shows, Survivor. Let's talk about that. What's going on with that? Tell us what's going down.
What's going on with that? Well, I have been talking to Ken from CBS, and, you know, they like my style and everything and all that, and I wasn't accepted for season 21, but they said that I am a backup just in case somebody don't want to go or can't do it or whatever, but they're putting me in on season 22, you know, putting me in, you know, with the other people to see, but personally, I think they're a little, you know, bit intimidated by a female football player, you know, so. But it's
right,
okay.
I saw that video. You talking smack. You're like, hey, you know, I play football. I smack down anybody. You know what I'm saying? If I got to eat bugs, I'm going to eat the bugs. If I got to kill a snake, I'll kill a snake. You know, I do what I got to do to win.
I mean, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. I can go out there. I can go out there and do it and represent for female football all around. I mean, I'm serious.
Right. And like I say, it's a good thing because, again, I think we've had several teams or players that have been on some of these television shows. I know Sacramento Sacramento was on what's the one with Howie, whatever his name is, the bald head dude that don't shake hands.
yeah, they're doing from Houston.
Want
to work for Diddy? She won.
They were on Deal or No Deal, right? And then we had one from the Mustangs. She was on. She won the I Want to Work for Diddy. I think the New York Shark were on some kind of bank program where they got the money, you know, donated to them from some bankers. Program.
And
I know there's been talk of, you know, of a reality show of women's football teams out there too. So I think it's a great promotional tool as long as it's being driven towards the fact that football is the highlight of the event, you know.
Yes.
So
I agree.
I want to congratulate those who've gone out their way and done those things. And like I said, you've gone out your way to be a contestant on Survivor. And actually, there was a young lady on the New York Shark who was also on Gladiators, the new Gladiator season. So,
okay.
Ladies have been out there pushing. You know, we just haven't gotten it back to back where it's going to feed into, you know, recognizing that women play in football leagues, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I understand why do you think that, you know, women's football isn't, you know, up to the standards as the WNBA and all that? Because, I mean,
well,
we go hard. All the teams go hard. You know, the women's football leagues have been around, what, 15, 16 years? And, you know, it's like, you know, we're still not getting our props. You know, we're being outthrown by, you know, women wearing bras and panties and all that, and that's not no real football to me.
Okay, that's all good. But the reality is, be honest, the fact is that there's no owners out there that are millionaires.
Right.
Nobody wants, you know, and again, sports is a business. Sports is a business. Nobody's going to partner up with you if you ain't got no money.
Exactly.
You know? How millionaires make money is they partner up with other millionaires and become billionaires. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
If you look at it, women football teams are broke, you know, because there is no millionaires involved in it. So nobody's taking it serious because there's no money to be made. So if you can't get millionaires to get involved and throw, you know, you got Mark Cuban who got money on top of money on top of money who's not even looking at a football franchise, you know, let alone, you know, a WNBA franchise.
Exactly.
And so it takes money to make money. I've never seen anybody make money without a dime. You got to at least have a dime to get started.
Exactly.
And
you might take that back now, because there have been some people, like, you know, Tyler Perry, for instance, who been homeless, who all of a sudden an overnight sensation, an overnight millionaire. I mean, you got to start somewhere. It's not necessarily that, you know, you ain't got the money. Because I'm telling you, I played the lottery here so long, and my numbers ain't being called. That if I win, I mean, I'm serious. I'm gonna try to do something, but you know. Like you said, you got
right.
to have it. You know,
right.
I mean,
you don't have it. If you don't have it, you got to know how to go chase it down. And you
right.
can't be afraid to be told no 1,000 times. Because my theory is, if I've been told no 999 times, that just means I'm 999 times closer to that yes.
Exactly.
So
that's my philosophy. I love it. I love your ambition. I love it.
Yes, you have to, you know. And everybody don't have that. You got 100 teams out there who don't have that same ambition. You know, I was just talking about it before I brought you on board, was the whole purpose of the Women's Football Camp and Conference was to get those groups of people in so that we can talk about these things and find out who got the connection. You know, there's some people that are shy that have the connection, but they don't know how to close the deal.
Exactly.
You know, within the group of all these, you know, you're talking about there's, what, 7,500 women that play tackle football in the United States? That we don't have connections? We got connections.
We got to have some connections somewhere.
Yeah.
You're right. Somebody got to have some connections somewhere. I mean, that is too many people not to, I mean, one can lead
to
two.
Know somebody. Know somebody.
And go on, you know.
Right.
But, I mean,
but that's the bottom line for me.
I mean, to me, somebody gonna pick up on it. I mean, seriously, somebody's gonna pick up on it. We just can't we can't lose faith in what we're doing, because pretty much we are starting a legacy for our daughters and granddaughters and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we can't give up, and I don't plan on giving up. You know, I plan on playing maybe 4 or 5 more years. You know, or you know, but I mean, women love this sport. We know the game. We go out there. We go hard. And one of these days, somebody's gonna pick up and recognize and say, hey, you know, we need to make this, you know, public. I mean, it's already nationwide, but you know, we need to be on ESPN, whether it's ESPN2 or whatever. But somebody's gonna pick up.
It's gonna take ladies like you that are driven and that care about the sport. And, you know, like I said, you're picking up what football is all about, where you don't give up, where it is a battle, that it doesn't go your way every day, you know. If you make little mistakes, you can do a lot better. And that's what we're, you know, been the push, you know, for me and the push for everything else on, you know, for women's football. It's not going to be an overnight thing. And, you know, people are like, well, wow, you know, it's been around for this incarnation of football. It's been around for the last 10, 11 years. But, again, if the product is not up to snuff, you know, if it's not playing like you, you know, at your level, then nobody wants to back it. You know, we got to get butts in the stand. Trust me. If you guys fill your high school stadium up every week and all the teams fill up their high school stadiums, you're talking about that's anywhere between 1,500 to 3,000 people, now you're talking money again, because now you got sponsors and, wow, you guys got a audience that comes to your game. We can sell products to them. I've been telling people all the time. I said, sponsors come to you. They're not giving you money because they love what you do. They're giving you money because they want to make a tenfold on what they give you. So if they give you $500, they expect to make $5,000 back. It's a business.
Exactly. You know what? It's not just women like me, but it's guys like you who also push and try to do these camps, which I apologize I didn't make this year, which
That's
I
right.
felt
you
was
got next year.
Wonderful. It was very wonderful for you to have that camp for women to come out there and show techniques and, you know, all kinds of things. And I will make it next year. it's just people like you who, you know, because I feel like sometimes men are intimidated by the fact that women, you know, they claim women's supposed to stay in the kitchen and all that. But I mean, you believe in us. You believe in the game. You believe that, hey, you know, if men can do it, women can do it too. And it's just another level. So I appreciate you.
I have a daughter, and I can't tell her that she can't be what she want to be. And I gotta help her get over those roadblocks that are out there. Again, we practice sometimes. I have guys blowing their horns. Don't teach them football. That's the last thing for, you know. I'm like, you know, hey, I'm securing my manhood. I don't mind. These are great athletes.
Exactly.
Everybody's football players, you know.
Exactly.
These are great football players, and that's all I treat you like as football players. You know, off the field, hey, you know, we have fun, do our thing. But on the field, everybody's a football player.
Exactly. But I do appreciate you for that. And I was listening to you about the getting everybody together and everything. And I think that that's a wonderful idea too, because you know you have these owners and the managers and the coaches. I mean, somebody's bound to come up with something. Whether it's we got to put all our everything on a plate and work something out and come together, or you know, try to figure something out. But I mean, I'm not giving up on this. I'm not giving up on this. I feel like there's going to be a WNFL also. So, I mean, it's got to be.
Oh, is that my music, man? Every time we start having fun, my show comes to an end. So, Crazy Cap, hey, thanks for coming on the show. You know, like I said, if we got to promote you to get on that Survivor show, we're going to get everybody behind you. All right?
I appreciate it. All right. I love you, and you know I'm gonna still be talking smack. Okay, we still gonna be talking smack. All right.
I'll at me anytime you want.
All right.
All right, baby.
I will. I love you, baby. Okay.
All right. You got it.
Thank you for having me on the show. Okay.
You got it. Thanks for coming.
Okay, bye-bye,
right,
baby.
We are at the end of the show. Like I said, you know, we do it 4 quarters each and every week, each and every Monday. You rock it with me all the time. You know what I'm saying? If you want to call in and just shoot the crap with me, hey, we can do that too. If you got questions, concerns, if you got answers, or, you know, you want to debate, you can do that as well. It don't matter to me. You know, this is 4 quarters Coach Lee. It's all about teaching. It's all about passing the word on. It's about showing me something. I don't know everything. But you know what? I do know a lot of something. So anyway, anytime, any place, bring me. Do your thing, baby. I am out of here. Good night. See y'all next week. And I'm out. Peace. Made the calls, took the falls, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. No.